it's spouting off parables about mustard seeds and weeds and yeast and pearls. And the disciples recently just had to bury John the Baptist after he was beheaded by Herod. And last week we heard the story about the feeding of the 5,000, and Pastor Tom talked about the possibility that the story isn't about the miracle of Jesus, but about the miracle of what having God's love in your heart can do. And now this week, we have Peter sort of testing Jesus, and we see what happens when Peter doubts the little faith that he has. It is a trying and frightening time for Jesus and the disciples. John was beheaded, and they know that Herod will soon hear about Jesus' feeding and not be happy that Jesus is gaining favor. So Jesus sends the disciples ahead of him, and he retreats to pray. The disciples are physically alone in the boat, but they are keenly aware of the last time they were in a storm and in a boat, in the boat where Jesus was asleep. And they had to wake Jesus to ask him to save them. And Jesus kind of scolded them at that time. So the disciples are trying to keep their calm, but then they see this vision, this person standing, walking towards them on top of the water. And their fears keep getting compounded by multiple events. So they cry out in fear. We don't know exactly what they cried out, but we do know that Jesus reassured them. It is I. And then Peter sort of challenges Jesus, just like many others have. Remember, the man who was crucified with Jesus calls out, "If you are the Son of God, then save us." Or all of the times that Satan tries to tempt Jesus out in the wilderness. "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread," or "climb to the highest point of the temple and throw your body off." They want Jesus to prove his identity. They want him to physically do something to show them that he is God's Son. We all do the same thing. "God, if you do this for me, I'll do that," or "if you can have that happen, then I'll believe you," or "I'll follow you." We put Jesus to the test. But then, like Peter, we are the ones that end up failing. The difference with our story this time, though, the uniqueness of this story, is that Jesus actually grants Peter's request. Usually Jesus has some smart answer, like, you know, "Those who don't see yet believe have great faith." But he tells Peter, "Come, step out onto the water." What we can learn from Peter's experience, though, is that God is always there. Peter cries out, "Lord, save me!" And immediately Jesus reaches down and grabs his hand and catches him. Jesus didn't hesitate or set any requirements first or ask for any documentation. He immediately rescued him. We could analyze Peter's faith. We could demean Peter and antagonize him for his doubts in times of trouble. "You of little faith." Or maybe Jesus is showing us that a little faith is all it actually takes. Over the last few days with the disciples, Jesus has been going into details about faith the size of a mustard seed. And they witnessed feeding over 5,000 people with just 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Maybe a little faith is all it takes. There are not lessons to be learned or tests that have to be passed in order to be saved by Christ. All it takes is a little faith. The moment Peter calls out to Jesus was all the faith that was needed. There is no need or reason to feel like you're not good enough, or that you don't know enough, or that you might be inadequate or unworthy to be claimed by God. You are claimed by God, and whether it's to teach Sunday school or to go hang gliding, God is always there. If you're facing financial struggles or emotional grief, a new job or a new school, God is there. The only faith it takes is to call on God's name. I'm a busybody kind of person. I like to see things get done, to be accomplished. I also like to find the easiest and most effective ways for things to get done. And it's taken me a long time to realize that I'm not always right, and that my way isn't always the best, although most of the time it is. Waiting and watching are not my strengths. But last week, a couple weeks ago, while I was on a mission trip, it was confirmed for me again that God is always at work, no matter how hard we try to interfere. At the beginning of the week, the adults would sit there and comment about how the projects could go better, or how the kids should be involved differently, or things we should be doing to make a better impact or more impact, and on and on. And then at the end of the day, each day, we saw God working in ways that we could have never planned or arranged for. Through the conversations and the experiences, we saw the kids grow in their faith more than any curriculum could have taught. We learned from our gospel today that faith isn't always about action or always about inaction, but it's about relying on God in times of trouble and in times of joy. It's about knowing that we need to be able to say, God saved, and to know God's presence is always with us. Notice, too, that after Peter and Jesus crawl back into the boat, what happens? The winds cease. Peace was restored. And the disciples said, "You truly are the Son of God." Their fears were dissolved. They were encouraged once again that with all the bad stuff that was going on, with all of the anxieties and the doubts that they were feeling, that Jesus was still their Savior. Sometimes, in order for our faith to become stronger, we do need to get out of the boat. We need to put ourselves on the line and let God do the amazing. If we don't get out, and if we try to keep control of everything ourselves, then we pass up the opportunity to see God at work. So call on God's name. Get out of the boat. Follow your heart, even though you may be scared or unsure. And not only find God with you, but feel the presence, the peace that only God can give.